Hello friends, Chris here, your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. Welcome to this episode of the Heroes of Hovel's Way. If you would like more of this content, or a larger chunk, you can get that. All of Part 2 is now available on our Patreon. You can pick those up by going to patreon.com/thakawa. That's THACOWA. Thank you for listening, and now let's get on with the show.
In the barony of Castakin, evil is rising. Creatures born of mud, stone, and bone have appeared. Politics keep the powers that be from taking action against this threat. The barony needs heroes. In the far-off hamlet of Hovel's Way, two childhood friends, bound by dreaming stars, may be the heroes that the barony needs. This is their story. The story of the Heroes of Hovel's Way. Odine Dahlia Celestine is played by Angela Murray.
She knows that there is something amiss here, but she is not socially adept to have any clue of how to help.
Aramon Durant is played by Jared Rasher.
I know, I've mentioned my dreams before. I had one that didn't just feel meaningful, it felt important.
And the Dungeon Master is Chris Nizak.
Why are we teaching when we're fighting something terrible?
You will not invade my small clothes!
Get it off, get it off, get it off!
Now, we begin.
Oh god, wait! And he points over at a piece of stone pottery. That's not mine. Whatever it was left it here. And then it explodes. And when it explodes, it turns into a number of things. This creature, it looks like a stone, muddy slurg thing, except it's a little bit more solid than you've seen before, and it has holes all in it. And these little buzzing, flying stone creatures are flying around it. That's what you see as it explodes outwards and turns into this thing.
Oh, man.
Roll for initiative.
Absolutely average. It's slightly below average.
We do have Silfara with us.
You do have Silfara with you, and Monty. Monty's first. What do you want Monty to do as he sees this happening?
Oh God, what's going on? What's going on, oh God?
Monty's going to hold his action while he waits for me to do my thing at the bottom of the round.
Sure thing. The creature goes, this slurg with the holes inside of it. First thing it does is it, all of a sudden, it spawns more, another one of these things pops out of it. Bad for you guys.
Odie, do you remember that time that we were down by the lake and we found the mud wasps?
Yes, that hurt a lot.
Yeah, I am having a bad flashback to that moment right now.
The next thing it does is swing at you, Aramon, a couple times, actually. Does a 14 hit you?
No, it doesn't.
I assume a 20 hits you.
That would hit.
Okay, 14 misses you. 20. Oh, it slams into you with its arm. You take 5 points of bludgeoning damage. So this thing, it swings its arms at you, and as it swings, you can see the mud solidifies as it's about to hit you. The first one clangs off of your chainmail. As you turn your back to it to let it glance off of you. The second one, though, it catches you right in the side of the face, and it's like a kaboom as you see spittle fly out of Aramon's mouth, Odie. Ludwig, he's like, ah! And he jumps backwards behind Silfaria onto the bed.
Yes, good. That's where I was going to tell him to go.
Aramon, you're up.
I am not particularly happy. I'm going to try and aim the sword for one of the holes so I can pry him open, which is just normal attack, but that's what he's trying to do.
Sure.
Oh, that was unfortunate. That was a natural one, so I am betting that that did not find purchase anywhere.
No. Tell me about how you miss.
I actually think it probably went through one of the holes, but I didn't manage to, like, move it to break anything off of him by the time it, like, stepped back, and it just, like, steps back off of the longsword before it does any damage.
It does. Totally does.
And then I would like to swing with the hand axe.
Uh-huh.
That is an 18.
Yes, the answer is yes.
So after that, Aramon kind of looks at his other hand and spins around and just tries to not do anything fancy and just hit it with the hand axe. And that is 3 points of damage.
You hit it with your hand axe and it chips off of the stone a little bit. It doesn't hurt it nearly as much as you think it should. It looks at you with its dead eyes. It's Silfaria's turn. You get to control Silfaria, Jared.
I believe she is going to attempt to use the water blast on the walking hive of evil stuff.
Okay.
And they got a critical hit.
Yeah. well, it's maximized. So just roll the d6 and it's +8. That's how I do crits.
Okay.
So 12. And it actually hurts it because, you know, it's not just bludgeoning, it's magic.
That is very handy. And I believe that's all that they're going to be doing.
It is. So Silveria steps up, levels her hand, and a blast of water slams into the creature, spurting part of its mud off as it melts into the ground. It looks down at it, and then it looks at Silveria, and it points at her as it is the spawned rock-flying creature's turn. It flies over to Silveria and attacks her. Yeah, that's a bunch. Silveria takes 3 points of damage. So this thing flies over. It's flying. It looks like a bird, maybe a mosquito, a giant mosquito. It's probably about as big as a cat, so it's creepy looking, as it's got like gemmy-type eyes. It stabs its what would be a beak into Silveria, dealing some damage to her. Then you see that the skin, the covering on Silveria starts turning to stone, but then it flakes off, because Silveria is actually immune to being petrified.
Ah.
Odie, it is your turn.
Odie is going to do her bonus action to cast Monty's Starlight Claws.
Who is Monty attacking?
He's attacking this one closest to me, the bug closest to me.
Bang.
Well, he got a nat 20.
Go ahead, roll damage.
And it's a D6 plus something?
D6 plus his dex modifier.
So that's going to be 11.
It did. Tell me how Monty murders this thing.
Monty just leaps off of Odie's shoulder and grabs this thing as it's flying in the air, sinks his claws in that are glowing with starlight, and spins around and lands back on Odie's shoulder as it falls to the ground.
That's fair.
And then Odie is going to cast Ice Knife. She's going to move into the space of the thing that just died and cast Ice Knife at the big one.
Sounds good.
And miss.
The player characters are rolling terribly.
Hey, man, whatever it takes to, you know, get it done, right? So you create an ice knife with sparkling starlight around it. You fling it at the creature. It explodes. It doesn't hit it, but it explodes, and everything has to make a dexterity saving throw. Let's do that, including you, Aramon.
Aramon gets an 8.
The DC is higher than 15, or lower than 15, I assume, right?
Yes.
Cool. Everything's saved. I can't believe it, but everything's saved. You get a point of luck.
Except Aramon.
Yeah, I'll give you a point of luck anyway, because he's on your side. You take 8 points of shard damage, Aramon.
I have ice crystals stuck in my goatee right now.
So you fling that ice knife. Aramon swings at the creature at the same time, gets in the way, and it hits Aramon in the back and explodes on him. So it's not your fault, Odie. Aramon got in the way. These things all get to go now. They don't like Silveria.
If one of them hits Silveria again, I'm going to use my intercept, my reaction, to lower the damage.
Yeah, you might want to intercept you said the first one that hits her, right?
Aramon interposes his sword between at least one of them and when they're attacking them, and that will reduce the damage by 5.
This swarm master, the best way you can describe it, this slurg swarm master, points at Silveria after getting blasted by the water from her. They swarm her, all of them that are left, and they start puncturing her all over the place with their little needle noses, trying to turn her to stone, but they can't. Aramon, you manage to knock one and then another one away, keeping some of that damage from coming through, but they puncture her repeatedly, and she's still okay, but she looks pretty rough. Like, pieces of her are flaking off, the stone is here and there hitting the ground, little bits of bloody water is like spurting out from where her constructiness must be, like pumping through her fake veins, her construct veins. I mean, they're not fake, they're real, but they're not like organic exactly.
Synthetic
veins. She's like, get them off of me, it does not feel good.
I am certainly trying.
More disturbingly for all of you, now that you've done a ton of damage to the swarm master, it seems to be drawing energy from the little rock guys, and it's healing itself. You can see the damage that you've done to it is like re-knitting itself. It moves over here to where Monty and Odie are. It views you as a threat, Odie. And Monty, really. But since Monty's like on you, Odie, you can be in the way so Monty can't get hit. It'll attack you instead.
Yeah.
Does a 15 hit you?
My AC is 15.
And then a 20 hits you, so hit you twice. You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage as it slams in you a couple of times, and it creates another one of these things. pops right out of it.
One of the bugs?
Yep. Which goes right now, strangely enough. And it also comes right after you there, Odie, since you're defending Monty. That's a 23. Take 4 points of piercing damage and make a constitution saving throw, DC 13.
I'm going to use one of my lucky to re-roll that.
There you go.
Never mind.
Is lucky a skill?
Lucky's a feat.
Yeah, it's a feat.
Feet? Nice. That's what I meant. Sorry. I meant feet. You are slowed.
Okay.
You will make this save again at the beginning of your turn. If you fail, then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
This thing stings you in the arm. As it stings you in the arm, you see your arm starts turning to rock. It is, and you start feeling lethargic and slowed. What do I do? Says Guy.
We gotta kill these things. Can you? I don't know. You shouldn't be in danger.
You see Ludwig. He looks around. He grabs the sheet off of his bed and he throws it over Silfaria and succeeds at catching all of them under the sheet under Silfaria. So there's a swarm of all of these things under the sheet on top of Silfaria. Silfaria's like, what are you doing? I don't like this. But they can't move. They're all underneath the sheet. He's like holding it down as he's doing that too. Is this good?
Well, let Silfaria out. Ahriman, help Silfaria.
Ahriman, it's your turn.
Ahriman takes a second and goes, is it going to be better to kill the swarm master first or to go after the individual small things? Because I think the small things are healing it.
Save Silfaria!
Okay, so they're under the thing. So if I start poking them, I'll probably hit her.
Take the sheet away from him and scoop them all in one and start smashing it on the ground.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, if I can kind of like work the sheet underneath them and pull them off, I will attempt that.
Give me a dex check.
That is not my best thing, but I'm not terrible at it. That is a 10. I have 4 points of luck. Am I within spitting distance of this?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You want to spend all four to get there?
Yeah, I will.
All right. You manage to snap the sheet away from Ludwig, drag it off of Silfaria without losing a single one of these little guys that are in there. They are trying to poke their way out, starting to rip through the sheet, but you can totally slam them on the ground at least once before they do so.
In a bit of irony, would I be able to slam them on the Swarm Master instead of on the ground?
You could. You'd think it'd be more effective to slam them on the ground, though. The Swarm Master can also, like, make his body out of mud. Like, it's partially muddy. You totally could, and it would hurt them, but it might not hurt them as much as just slamming them on the ground.
Yeah. All right, yeah. I will just slam them straight on the ground, then.
Sure thing. You can have advantage on this attack roll.
All right. Oh, that is much better. That is a 23.
Yes, it is. You wanna smite these things in the sheet?
If I can.
Yeah, why not? Just channel your energy through the sheet.
All right, then. Yeah, I will pump a smite in there. So that is going to be 12 radiant damage.
Plus a d4 plus your strength.
All right. And that's an additional 8 from just the impact. So that is 20 points of damage total.
Describe how you snatch the sheet off of Silfaria with the creatures in there and slam it into the ground repeatedly, smiting all of these things.
So I'm looking back and forth between the Swarm Master and the sheet with all the things under it. I ask Odie that. She tells me to do that. I wait for this precise moment as Silfaria is flailing around, grab one end of it, grab the other end, tie them together, and then I bring them up halfway into the air, and as they are coming down, I remember that I can smite things. So I just kind of like concentrate on how much I want these things to explode. And this radiant energy just passes through the sheet as it hits the ground.
And there's like a wavering detonation as the sheet hits the ground. And then there's just dust that comes out of the holes that these things have put inside of it already. Ludwig says to you, did I do good? It looked like it went okay.
It could have been better, but we improvised. It's okay.
Silfaria is just looking around like, what just happened? I'm so confused. I don't understand what's happening here. Silfaria heals herself. She heals herself for 4 points of damage. That's not really a lot, but it's something.
Better than a kick in the face.
That's true. Odie, you're up.
Okay, Odie is going to cast Shillelagh, and then she is going to smack the big slurg.
Okay.
I'm hoping a 19 hits.
Yes, absolutely.
So 9. It does 9 damage, and it is magical.
Tell me about it. It slams into it. Hurts it.
Odie has her staff She basically mutters the spell. The staff is suddenly now has these glowing motes of starlight up and down the staff. And she just wails off and hits it as hard as she can.
The impact is intense. As it hits, there's an explosion and the slurg. You see it would scream out in pain if it could, but it doesn't have vocal cords. Your spells, your abilities, you've come to realize are far more effective against the slurg than against other things. You don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that you're some kind of starlight elemental, like descendant, but you're not sure.
I don't feel elemental.
Anything else?
I think that's going to be it for Odie. And then Monty gets to go, and he's going to try slicing the bug again. I don't think that's going to hit.
Yep, that's a no. It's the Swarm Master's turn. It heals a little bit, but not nearly as much as before because it doesn't have as many creatures with it anymore. After the explosion that Aramon created with a bag or a sheet. Odie, it still hates you because you just blast it in the face. It'll try to slam you twice. 19 and 18?
Yep, yep.
And I would like to intercept because I have a reaction again.
Absolutely. Here, you intercept that one.
Okay, that reduces it by 7 points of damage.
So to nothing. So you take nothing from the first attack, Odie.
Okay.
You take two from the second one. I rolled two ones. Good for you. Aramon, tell me how you intercept the first attack. Tell me what it looks like.
I keep trying to do something strategic with all the holes in this thing. And I think as the arm is coming through, I stick the sword through one of the holes and pin it to the wall for a second. It loses its forward momentum, and then, you know, I pull it back out, and it swings again, unfortunately.
When you pull it back out, it gives it a little bit of momentum, and then it hits you in the stomach, but off to the side, Odie. Luckily, you've gotten the wind knocked out of it a bunch of times, so it doesn't hurt that much. And then it creates three more of these things.
Mm, I hate these things.
I know, they suck, right? Almost like I did it on purpose. And they all go right now.
I was supposed to make another constitution save,
yes,
wasn't I?
Yes, make another constitution saving throw, please.
Please make your constitution saving throw.
13?
You're fine. It's 13. The stone flakes off of you. Are you still protecting Monty?
Yeah.
Okay. You're protecting Monty. They swarm you. There's four of them now. Ludwig doesn't know what to do anymore. He's like, I don't have another sheet. All I got is this mattress.
Get underneath the mattress.
He'll get underneath the mattress as these things are trying to kill Odie. Does a 13 hit you, Odie? I don't think it does, right?
No. I have a 15.
You've been hit twice for a total of 11 points of damage?
Additional to what I took from the thing before?
Yes.
Odie goes down.
Yeah, they just sting you into the ground. Monty's now angry. It's like, no, get off of her! By the way, since Monty is now angry and enraged, he has advantage on all of his attack rolls. Also, make a constitution saving throw, Odie. Just because you're unconscious and dying doesn't mean you can't be turned to stone. Odie, you are starting to turn to stone. We'll get there. You're not stone yet. Aramon, it's your turn.
Safaria.
Yes.
Do you think you can handle this thing? Or could you potentially go heal?
I will heal Odin.
All right.
Just help me also take out this thing.
I am planning on it. Having coordinated that, he is now going to take a swing with his sword at the Swarm Master. That is a 21 to hit it.
The answer is yes.
So I am going to hit it, and I am also going to pour a smite into that. So that is 10 slashing damage and an additional 7 radiant damage. And I have, as this is coming down, there is like a neon blue and purple trailing edge to the sword, and it just blasts out of him when it hits him.
And when it does, it blasts out the back a bunch of mud, and many of those little stinger stone bug things all onto the ground that are just twitching around dead. You hurt it badly. It looks like it's on its last legs already.
Then allow me to try and follow up with the hand axe. That is a 19 to hit with the hand axe.
Yes.
That will be 4 points of damage. I'm going to smite again. So that is an additional 8 points of radiant damage in addition to the four.
Tell me how you kill it.
So I hit it, and all of the things start, flying out of the back. So I realize this is an important time to press the advantage. As soon as it like staggers back a little bit, I bring the hand axe down like right in the center of what would be its head. And as the axe is starting to pierce the head is when I channel the smite through. And the blue and purple neon light just comes through all of the holes of the thing as the axe is cutting through it.
When that happens, all the other ones fall to the ground and shrivel up into little stone pebbles.
Like the pebbles in Odie's pocket.
Mm-hmm. Silfaria rushes over to you, Odie, and heals you.
How much?
5 hit points.
Well, that's enough to get Odie back up off the ground.
Make another saving throw.
Oh.
No.
The stone that is from your multiple puncture wounds is now starting to cover you. You are restrained.
I would like to use another lucky to reroll that.
Sure, go ahead.
An 11 is probably... You said it's 13?
Yes. If you got 2 points of luck, you can use it.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend my 2 points of luck to turn that into a 13.
Yeah, tell me how your starlightness shrugs off the stone that's trying to encompass your skin.
As Silfaria comes over to heal Odie, she's on the ground. She wakes up and she realizes her arm is starting to turn to stone where she was stung by these creatures. And she's just like starting to be overwhelmed by it. But then all of a sudden from underneath the stone comes this, it starts to crack and glow as the starlight surrounds Odie's body itself and just cracks it off of her.
We gotta stop getting into these situations, says Monty.
They're not gonna stop anytime soon. We need to stop these slurgs, and until they're stopped, we're gonna keep getting into these situations. Just hopefully not turning people into stone anymore. I've really hurt, but we need to go find the star map.
Can I come out from under the mattress now?
Yes, please do.
Yes.
Pokes his head out. They're all gone?
They're all gone. I don't see any more of those mud pots around, so I think you should be safe.
Okay, thanks. He pops out. Where do you want to go now? Or what do you want
to
do?
As housekeeping in between, I'm going to burn a channel divinity to get a spell slot back.
Okay, sounds good.
I don't think I get anything to get stuff back.
I can no longer heal for the rest of the day, says Silfaria.
Odie's actually going to cast your wounds on herself. Technically, Odie has almost no spell slots left. And she only has half her hit points.
I know, it's not a great situation. It's almost like you guys are being pushed a little bit.
Actually, no, she's out of spells now.
I am hoping that this last one is not as dangerous.
You're jinxing us, Aramon. You're jinxing us. So let's get started headed toward the Golden Oyster.
So the four of you make your way to the Golden Oyster, bedraggled, bleeding, busted up. Other B words that I can't think of at the moment. You enter the Golden Oyster. It is, smells great. There's oysters on the table. This place sells fish. There is it's like a kitchen with 7 tables. There's a set of stairs that go up. The maitre d', the hostess, can I help you? Because she looks at you and you're all beat to ever live in love.
We're looking for Tasbar Meladin.
He's upstairs. Then he looks at you, Aramon. Didn't you just come in here?
No, he didn't, and we need to know which room right now.
Upstairs. Once you walk up the stairs, it's the first door that you see straight ahead.
Then she's running up the stairs.
You get up the stairs, and you hear a struggle from behind the door that you can see, the one that's right in front of you.
So Odie's gonna, she's gonna run towards the door and bash it down and then stops and looks expectantly at Aramon.
If you open the door, I will gladly charge in.
No, no. Bash it down.
Oh. There's that too.
As you're both standing there, Silfaria walks up and kicks it, but it doesn't do anything. Ow.
It could just be open.
Ow.
Aramon, just do it.
Aramon is going to run up to the door. Because Odie wants him to kick the door down, he's going to kick the door down instead of checking the handle, which he has a feeling it may not be locked.
Go ahead, roll.
All right. Athletics?
Yeah.
Oh, that is Jesus not God. Good. That is a 7.
So Silfaria kicks it, goes, ow, you kick it.
Right after I kick it, if I kick it and bounce off of it, I'm going to spin around and put my hand on the door handle to see if it opens.
It's totally open. It's absolutely open.
I didn't want you to do it. I didn't need you to kick it down. We need to get in there. You're the tank. Go first, dude.
The door's open now. We have solved this problem now.
The door opens. You see It is a slurg that has a feminine look to it, almost as if it could change into a woman if it wanted to, but it's chosen to look like this. The muddy hair, the curvatures, it's wearing clothing, at least the remnants of what it probably remembers clothing to be, which is odd. You haven't seen a slurg look like this, period, yet. It looks over its shoulder at you, Ehrman. There's also a man on the ground who is slowly turning to stone, who is unconscious. You see that this slurg, it has a scroll in its hand that's not getting muddy. It smiles at you. Roll for initiative, you folks. Then I'll let you know what's up.
That is a 17.
You got a 5. Ehrman, you're first. What do you want to do?
Normally, he would clarify something like this, but this has been a long day. This man is turning into stone. I am worried about Odie. I am going to run in, sword point first, just trying to skewer her. So that is a 21 to hit.
It hits.
Nice.
You have no healing left, but I really want to dispatch her quickly. I have 5 points of lay on hands. I'm going to smite as well. So that is 8 points of slashing damage and 11 points of radiant damage.
When you hit this slurg and you channel the power of the Dreaming Veil into your blade, there is some sort of reaction. A dark aura flashes around the slurg, which is unlike any power that you've seen previously with a slurg, and there is a detonation.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Heroes of Hobble's Way. Music and sound effects were from Storyblocks and Envato. If you'd like to interact with us, you can join our Discord. There's a link to join it in our show notes. We talk about D&D and other fantasy gaming stuff there, along with other topics. If you want some more, you can be a patron. Being a patron, you can get the first 7 episodes of Part 2 as one large chunk right now. Join for free for 7 days and stick around for $5 a month. I'll be releasing our episodes early there in larger pieces going forward. We also have PDF content of GM tools like Jared's layer action piece and things you can use in your games like stat blocks for the slurg and magic swords from Jared. I also talk about the game there, The Heroes of Hovel's Way, in a GM podcast called Chris's Hovel. Check it out at patreon.com/thakawa. That's patreon.com/thakawa. The Patreon helps us make this show and Thaka with Advantage. Speaking of patrons who help us out, I would like to thank David Ridout, Matea the Sorceress, The Polish Ogre, Peter Martin, Eric Bontz, Doug Rass, and Victor Wyatt. Last thing, we're part of the Polygamerus Podcast Network. Great show on there is called Pandas Talking Games. It's where Phil and Senda take questions from the listeners and answer them, like Card Talk, but for your game. Thank you once again for listening, and beware Valhalla Morris and his slurg. They just love getting in your small clothes.